How about some tunes?
We've got some great tunes for you this morning.
Hang out a few
tunes.
Yeah, his movies just like his tunes.
Good tunes, good brew, good buddy.
I said I dig your groovy tunes, man.
I mean, Led Zeppelin didn't write tunes that everyone liked.
Hey, what happened to the tunes, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, do not adjust your laptops or television sets or iPhones or iPads. What you are seeing is real. Those pants are real. That hat is real. Roger's a living person with property and a job, and he's in charge of a lot of people's well-being.
and Icelandic wool.
So what's Icelandic wool? Your head?
No,
your
headpiece? The sweater.
The sweater? Oh, okay.
Straight from Iceland.
Just regular wool on top?
My good friend Arnie has a very similar sweater. He actually has an upgrade. He's got like a real, real shit. But
was it made in a shack?
I don't know, man. It's super itchy. I'm not gonna lie. It's not nearly as comfortable as it looks, but it's
that's the best part.
It's really
super itchy. It's not nearly as good. Sometimes those sweaters, they're fucking itchy as fuck. Like,
what's good is like if you wear this,
you gotta wear something under it,
outer layer. And it's raining out, like it actually kind of holds the moisture in enough to where you don't get wet, but the moisture like makes kind of expand and like keeps you warm too.
If
you're like hiking in like late fall, early winter, and it's like kind of rainy or misty out, this is perfect. But for right now, sitting in a garage, like my entire body is itchy as fuck, as if I just fell into like a fire ant. Like I could feel the hives on me arising.
I feel like an Under Armour long sleeve shirt would remedy that. No, is that too much? Too much heat.
I'd be sweating. I do have some underlayers that I wore.
It like, depends on what you're
when
doing.
When I did have this on in the cold, it was nice. Right now it's not cold.
Not advisable.
I mean, I'm in flip flops too. So.
So that's your second hat with horns on it?
No, that's the first one.
I thought you had like a plastic one that had like.
That's a drinking horn.
Oh, it's different.
I have a drinking horn. I don't know. I'm just that guy. Man. That's
why he's a horny guy. I don't know.
Why you brought me out here? I don't know how to do any of the technical stuff or show any of our music. I'm just here to be loud.
That's why I brought you on here, man. We are Good Tunes. I'm Timmy Good Tunes.
I'm not doing the welcome to
Good. This is Roger Y. Welcome to Good Tunes, home of the Good Tunes. We're going to listen to some Good Tunes.
This is something to remember not only me, but us by.
Yes. Little bit of business off the top. Again, once again, as always, we must mention we are on all podcast platforms.
We're basically Spotify, Joe Rogan at this point.
Pandora, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Music.
Keep it going, bro. Don't
Amazon
stop.
Music.
Don't stop. Don't
all
stop.
That Deezer.
Don't stop, girl. Keep going.
Player FM. All that shit. Okay, so make sure you go
what's
on
the one with
download
all colors?
Those apps specifically for us and star us, five star us, thumbs up us, like us, subscribe, hit the notification bell.
I got an itch. Had an itch.
Make sure like and subscribe. Tell all your friends, guys. We're here talking about Something to Remember by a song, the second song off of our As Luck Would Have It EP. This is our ballad, if you will. Or an attempt at a ballad.
Basically, guys, this really comes down to like it's us talking about us, but in all seriousness, get out, support local music. For all the crazy marketing schemes you see out there nowadays, and all the bullshit they want to put on the radio, there's definitely talent out there, but there's so much talent in your hometown that you probably don't know about. Go out, get out, or stay in, really, and find out about it.
Yeah,
there's a lot of talented artists that you probably never heard of that you should be devoting a little more time to.
Once this pandy lifts, don't go fucking buy $300 tickets to go see fucking
Taylor Swift,
dude. Yeah. Go to your fucking local bar, go to your local venue, local VFW. I'm sure there's a show playing. Yeah, it's probably not something that you even know the lyrics to, but that's not the point. The point is to do new things. Not to go and see an artist that you're going to be in the nosebleed section anyway, and you might as well just watch it on the internet later.
Same reason you should shop at a mom and pop shop versus basic Walmart
exactly.
And anything else like that.
Exactly.
If you check out and subscribe below, you'll see a couple other buddy bands, if you will, people that we've had on the show. Check out 18th and Addison. Check out Three Cheers Too Late. Check out Said the Dreamer. You can check out a few episodes of us interviewing them. Said the Dreamer actually did our first ever live performance on the show. Be sure to check all of them out, both on our podcast and individually. They're all great dudes, great people. Shouldn't just say dudes because 18th and Addison is both of them, both Tom and Kate. But all in all, they're just great people in general, and they make some dope-ass fucking music that otherwise you probably wouldn't even know is out there. So be sure to check them out. And we fuck around a lot on here talking about ourselves, but ultimately it's to kind of merge everyone in the local scene together and just support local and support art, really. And that's as serious as we're going to get back to fucking around. So this song, yo, who wrote this shit? Is it fucking Zach or Santino? Somebody, Zach, yeah, Santino, to... settle the motherfucking score. Who wrote the riff?
They're not watching.
I got to know. Yeah, but if we talk enough shit between them, Dan.
Maybe it'll just go in.
We'll get
ether.
Like at least another four people watching this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Of people that were part of the music.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, we're bound to.
I imagine, listen, if these pants and this hat isn't enough to get you at least intrigued enough to be like, yeah, let me see what this is all about.
This is.
I question what you're watching on
the I always suggest watching the YouTube version, the video version, because we're Roger obviously likes to wear the clothes that he wears. So it's a visual medium for him as well as me as well. I like to play with the camera and stuff like that, make funny faces. It's funny faces that I think are funny. So I would definitely, for all you listeners, I think you're missing out on a lot. But hey, we love you anyway. Thanks for listening. Hope the audio is good. Hope you can visualize. We could be as
visualize and attack. You got to visualize and attack.
Yeah. Visualize the bright green highlighter
pants.
Yoga pants
on a bald dude with skinny legs with tattoos kind of seeping Man. Through but kind of not.
That's
who's
all
also
need.
Got a little bit of gas.
Thank you. Smells like Christmas beer.
Fuck you, it's my chair, I won't do what you told me. Christmas beer. Oh my god, that is rank. Jesus Christ.
All right, keep it over there, buddy.
I am. Are you still on that same truly? Look at this guy.
Yeah,
three episodes
truly
in, he's on the same truly.
Because I'm not an alcoholic, sorry.
What you said was hurtful and wrong. And wrong.
No, I'm always nursing stuff, whether it's a beer or a bong or a blunt.
Baby
or,
of, a,
I'm always,
of a friend. Just nursing, just sucking
yeah,
on,
I'm just sucking
suck
on
the daddy's
teat. Yeah, I love that teat, you know? It's comforting.
All right.
It's like a safety blanket.
Something to Remember Me By is a song that we wrote in a band called As Luck Would Have It, which, if you guys have been following, is the past three. This will be the fourth episode of that band, maybe fifth. I think we might have done an introductory episode. Introduction, three bars.
Yeah, we did introduction, we did B Street, and now
this is probably the most different song we've ever written because it's got that metalcore kind of vibe. But as Tim mentioned, it is kind of a ballad, and this one kind of hit home for me, man. Like,
Zach wrote the
yeah, but just the feel of this. Like, I was going through some shit at that point in my life, and
right.
this one kind of fucking hit home.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
I guess at first glance, you could say, who lyrically wrote this? Did I write this?
I feel like you did.
Okay.
I feel like Zach had part in it.
I think he definitely like inspired what it was about.
Yeah.
Because I don't write about suicide or death. I guess it's kind of like about that.
I feel like it could be interpreted like that, but I feel like it could also
or like
be
a
like,
life cut short.
I always kind of looked at it like tying into like the band thing of like Something to Remember Me By of like, I love you guys or whoever in my life for what you are, but like it's on to like the next phase of my life too. Like, you know that, like, doesn't Jay-Z have a lyric like, people look at you strange, say that you changed, like you worked this hard so you could stay the same, something along those lines. And it's like, I always kind of like tied it into that, like, I'm not leaving because I think I'm better than anybody, but like, I also, like, not to sound cliche, like, I need to do me. I need to grow. I need to just go. It's, like, nothing against anybody that I'm working with. Like kind of where we are musically or as people as you get older or whatever. It's, like, not leaving a bank. You're not my boys anymore. It's just, like, people grow in separate ways, and sometimes that's okay. It's, like, the way I always kind of looked at it.
Yeah.
Fuck, this is itchy, bro.
And that ties into the kind of that's what God, you get trying to show
it.
Off with your stupid fucking sweat.
I'm not trying to show off. I'm trying to bring in the viewers. Bring them in.
Man, I was itchy the whole night. I did it all. Did it all for the video, man.
I did it all
player,
for the
man.
Hives.
Did it all for the rashes. The what? The rashes.
So you can eat a radish.
Sneaky up your ass.
All right, you play the fucking song, man. Is that a tremolo effect, or is he like shaking the guitar? Is he shaking it? That's way cooler.
Maybe.
I hate my drumming on these songs.
Yeah, drumming on all these songs.
The ideas were there, but I just don't feel like I put it down.
All but the wrong place at the wrong time.
All but the wrong place. That
classic cliche say.
Yeah. Do I? I mean, do I look like a fool to you? Kinda, sorta, right? The fuck's going on over there, man? There get it go. Together. Many of them. That's Zach.
That?
Yep. Zach, you did so much, man. Fucking send us music, bro. Again with the Truly. Fucking guy. Just say you don't want to drink it, bro. You don't have to drink. You can have a water. You can have a water.
Yeah, I think this song surprised a lot of people when he came out with it.
Jesse, bro. Jesse Camp was all about it. I think it's a cool song, man. Like anything else, like a little bit better production and like thought and maturity behind it.
It's a tight
like,
song, though.
Yeah, it's cool. It's definitely different. I feel like that's like the most like different or eccentric that we've written in the band together.
Yeah, and it's definitely like, different as far as melody wise for me. I don't fill in. I'm usually filling in a lot of words.
Yeah, you're just kind of just letting it soar.
Yeah, because that's the kind of song it is. It's not like
Was that like, more difficult for you or less difficult? Or did you feel like you had to challenge yourself more to like kind of hold those notes versus like is it easier vocally to kind of do like
no, it's just more fun, I guess. Yeah. It's just like whatever I feel and it just happens to go.
You definitely have more of that, like, would you say you're more of that like Closure in Moscow style? locally. That's what I hear a lot.
I mean,
as far as like the busy aspect.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. And a lot, like we were saying, with all the bands that kind of like switch over to kind of like more poppiness, more like a little bit of hip hoppy R&B type of melodies and shit like that. So it's a little bit of that
Bro. Keep that shit up.
Yeah, I mean, hip hop and R&B always comes out of me, like, just like whether I like it or not, because I was always, you know, the '90s man. That was the fucking R&B.
I was just gonna say that when you say hip hop and R&B, no, like,
I'm not talking about anything past like 2000,
like Groove Theory. Like, tell me if you want me to.
Yeah, a little bit of Bell Biv DeVoe.
There you go. A little Tony Braxton in that bitch.
Yeah,
good shit. Man.
Good shit.
Fuck yeah. A little Sade.
Little Sade.
Oh, Sade. Sade the Dreamer. Check them out. Along with Three Cheers Too Late.
And Sade the Dreamer. That concludes, as luck would have it, Journey. I don't want to wrap up the episode just now, but any final words for As Luck Would Have It that you would like to... It obviously ended like Through the Gray did. Roger left, and then it all fell apart.
Because y'all motherfuckers ain't gonna put the work in no more.
Band killer, yo. He's a band killer.
Yo, it's not just me, bro. Gunner was on that Signals Under Sea shit.
Yeah.
Okay, and that was really what did it for this one. No, I lied. That was what killed Love Island. Right?
Yeah.
Because we had something good with that one. We'll be getting into Love Island. That one is like, whew, man, that one's close to my heart.
That
one's not still a band. Like, that might be like my proudest work.
Yeah.
You know, other than like maybe something, that
especially
we have
going quality
on right now.
Wise, as far as like quality recording,
vocals were there, music was there, the writing was there. Have you seen Kev's stuff on like Twitch and shit? I was watching him like the other night on Twitch.
Like I always see his stuff on LinkedIn. I don't know why he posts so much stuff on LinkedIn.
I don't know, man.
I guess it just like,
but
ties
it was good, dude. He
YouTube
did like some acoustic cover of Time After Time.
Right, really good. Yeah, nice.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Nice. He's still living in fucking Bangladesh or whatever the fuck.
I'm pretty sure it's the Philippines, but I think he's there. But yeah, man, final words on As Luck Would Have It. Like, great learning experience, great stepping stone. If you guys have been taking this journey with us, we were in Through the Gray together. Tim and I had separated from Through the Gray, tried kind of like redoing it. Dan came in, as you heard us reference in joking manner, Fat Dan, tried to restart Through the Gray with Scott, didn't pan out, so the three of us kind of started this project called As Luck Would Have It, and wrote these songs with the help of Gunnar Arcolio and Zach Fawcett. After these got done, we kind of went through some member changes. Santino came in. I don't know Santino's last name. Is it?
I think Santino is his last name.
Is it really? I've just always ever known him as Santino.
Yeah,
I don't know. But Santino came in, I came out. You guys got some other drummer that, like, yo, fuck that guy. I'm just kidding. But, this is the first project I ever drummed on. It was a lot of fun. It was a big experience. I mean, if you guys do go down and check out the links, you'll hear the indie experience in there. The snare did track really well. I remember it was a 13-inch acrylic Spawn snare that was vented.
Nice.
I was really surprised at how well it cut.
This is in Doug Rockwell's.
Doug Rockwell recorded us along with Matt from, what was it?
Also known as Doug Leibowitz.
Oh, shit. Dougie Leibs. So, yeah, man. Made a lot of friends along the way. A lot of these guys are still doing music. Hopefully, Dan, if you're watching, man, I would love to like get you on here. Check out the new stuff that you've been working on. It's great to see you still working on music. Zach, hopefully you're still working on shit. Gunner, haven't talked to you in a minute, man, but I know you do every fucking instrument, so if you're still doing your thing, hit us up, let us know. Glad to see the guys that are still doing music, promoting the local scene and creating art, doing your thing. The next chapter in this is we all went through some kind of like, you know, personal shit that we'll discuss in the next episode, and then from the ashes of As Luck Would Have It came our next project called Love Isla. And
another
much
band,
much band different band. Sound, but I don't know, man. That might be like that one is fucking.
That's probably like the peak of what we've ever done.
Yeah, I agree.
And then like Whoop, and then
Whoop is like there's some shit in there that I think is on the level of Love Isla. I definitely think some of like the late, not the later stuff, but like the tail end of the later stuff had that potential. Love Isla is the most complete I've ever felt as far as like writing, production, vocals, harmonies, shows, promotion, fan base. That was the cream of the crop.
Right.
As far as all of it goes. And then Wake Up kind of takes us down a journey of like kind of finding home and like blending the mainstream with the indie shit. Mm-hmm. But if you guys take this journey with us, you'll see us kind of find ourselves. And who knows, at the end of the journey, you may or may not hear some new shit.
My phone died, so I don't have another beat, another Seaside song.
Way to look professional.
To go over.
Maybe we'll somewhere.
Talk to me about professional.
Fuck you.
Want to thank our sponsors, Soli Mar, facebook.com/SoliMarandJ.
JRaptorVideo.com.
Make sure you guys check them out. Check JRaptorVideo.com for all your video production
Frito
needs.
Frito-Lay, if you're watching, these are fucking heaven. So,
yeah, make bigger bags. Nope,
stay exactly what you're doing.
Well, if you make bigger bags, make sure they're still filled the way these are filled.
They won't be.
All right, fine. Don't make bigger bags. That's all. God.
Bro, that's like telling like a band that's like your favorite indie band, like, yo, put it on a mainstream song.
No, it's like, not. Yeah, bigger bag. We are on all the podcast platforms. Spotify, Pandora, I'm going to keep saying it, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Google.
This dude puts us YouTube, on all that shit. Obviously. I would say more, but I don't really know what we're on.
If you have any suggestions or questions, keep them to yourself.
Yeah, we don't know
shit. We like and subscribe and tell some people about our podcast, because we're trying to do this thing, and we're having a lot of fun, and we want you guys to enjoy yourselves when you listen to us on your way home from work or way to work, or while you're just smoking and trying to fall asleep because you're a stoner loser with no friends.
Yeah, and ultimately, like we mentioned earlier, man, like the more like we don't really give a fuck. Like there's no egocentrism here. It's more about just supporting local art, and the more listens we get, the more that we can kind of get local artists to come on and share their platform and share what they're doing and kind of bring that into the forefront, rather than all the stuff that's just kind of jostled down your throat every day. And really support local art, local music, local fashion, all that stuff. It all kind of ties into one. I'm sure you guys know everybody's trapped in this COVID bullshit, so make the most of it and see what else is out there in the world, man.
Yeah, if you guys have a band or a song, or if you're an artist, you're a band, you're a musician, or if you know anybody who does any of that stuff,
and snack foods like myself, hang out.
You want us to react to your music video, or you guys want to come down to Brick, New Jersey, and do an interview with us?
I'm an asshole. I mentioned the other bands. Also, check out Goon Lord.
Yeah.
John Wellesley. Friend of ours,
Florida-based band,
heavy as fuck. They'll fucking my God,
melt your face
from
off.
Your fucking,
yeah. That one shot is so funny to me.
Dude, that shit is serious. Definitely check out Goon Lord. They are the real fucking deal, man. Absolutely.
And keep coming back here, because we're gonna hopefully have a little bit of more news and updates for music that we're doing. We are doing Wake Up Paradise again, but we don't have anything to show you right now. Hopefully, we'll have some stuff to show you.
Bro, you let me tease like that we might be doing something for fucking like 20 episodes. Now you're gonna just tell them it's Wake Up Paradise again.
No one knows. No one's still not gonna know. For all you eight,
read that banner in the back this whole time.
We're living in the past. Look at it says out SoundCloud. Fucking.
Do we still have those?
Yeah, I don't have the passwords though.
There's some lineup changes, some new sound shit. We hope to get to the studio sometime early 2021, pending the pandemic.
We can still go in the studio.
I'm going regardless. Anyway. I'm going to fuck with that shit right here.
So, yeah, guys, thank you for listening. I'm Timmy Goodtunes. This is Goodtunes, and we listen to Goodtunes.
I'm some guy with bright pants. Go fuck yourselves. Good night.
Thank you, guys. And make sure you come back next week, and we'll have another episode for you. It might be an interview. We don't have a schedule of who else is going to come interview, because I kind of just hit up people randomly.
If you're local and you're decent, just hit us up. You guys want to come over, drink some beers, show us your music. We definitely want to pitch. If you guys have any acoustic versions of your songs, we would like to get into where I have a little fire pit in the back here, get you guys around the fire pit playing some acoustic jams, just real homie stuff. You know, it's the holiday season, ergo all the sweaters in the past few episodes, and never need a reason to be weird. Just come get weird with us. Love y'all.
Peace. Thanks, guys. Later.